not too many home destroying, mm-hmm. but we have lots of wind.
Well, wind's awfully bad on our orchard anyway, because at least the fruit trees I've seen don't get send their roots very far down.
That's right.
I know our apple trees, we always lose an apple tree.
One of the finest peach trees that we ever had. I had a pretty big prong. Now, when we bought the place, it was already set out. It was barren when we bought the place. Mm-hmm. It was full of young peaches. Then the storm just made three parts of it.
Oh, just split it, huh?
That's right.
Well, I'll be. Well, now, this is what, west of Anniston?
Used to be the old Birmingham Highway 78, and then they built the new 78, and now there's an I-20, a four-lane highway.
But you used to go out this way to go to Birmingham?
Yes, you still do.
Hmm. And we on the Ewton Coldwater Road now. Ewton Coldwater, you know the sign.
Yeah, right.
Coldwater about 2 miles down. Ewton's between a little over 2 miles back this way.
Well, now I noticed your address changed. They just changed the address on you, and you didn't move or anything.
No, they split the route. It was so large till they had to put on another name. Mm-hmm. So route 3, the old route, is still the upper part, and this is route 10 out here.
Okay. Well, now what I let me explain this a little bit first before I get into this. The state has decided that, you know, people in Alabama's a funny kind of a shape of a state, and you get people down in South Alabama that speak completely different from people in North Alabama, and there's over in Southwest Alabama, there's another kind of speech that they have, and so what the state wants us to do is go around to every county in Alabama and find somebody who was born in the county and just ask him questions. They're not trick questions or anything, as you'll see when I get started, just to find out so that when they start working on materials to teach young children what they call correct English or something like that, they'll have some idea of what really is the English that's spoken by people of Alabama. Mm-hmm. So what I'll do, I just ask you, for instance, if you have a fireplace in a house, you have a brick thing on top of the house that the smoke goes out of, and that's called the what?
Chimney.
Okay. And that's the kind of question they all are. It's just find out whether a person calls it a chimney or a smokestack or a stove pipe or something like that.
Well, there are differences, you know. There are chimneys and just flues. Now, that's for the stoves that we used to use. You know, the wood stove, just a flue to carry a meal. You had a pipe up to that flue that was built on top of the house. And a chimney, I believe, is what you'd call is built from the ground up.
Okay. What about a smokestack?
Well, I'm not familiar with that. I
guess
know
that'd
what you'd call
be a
that.
Big thing on a factory or something.
Yes.
I don't know.
We haven't had any experience with anything
like
this.
These cement plants that have such large smokestacks.
Is that what this Monsanto is down here? They don't. What do they make down there?
They make so many things, sunscreen, so
they
many chemicals, and everything.
I know there's a plant over in Decatur that makes this artificial grass that they're putting on football fields now.
Well, these are all chemicals.
They're making something out here that something similar to something as sugar, sugar. Something similar to saccharin.
You mean you sweeten tea and stuff with it? Is that what it is?
How do you use that, Linda?
I don't know about their sugar department.
We're talking about a fireplace or a chimney. In the front of the fireplace, you'd have a kind of stonework that comes out on the floor to keep ashes from burning the floor. That's called the what?
The hearth.
Okay. And what about the iron things inside that you put your logs on?